Hello and welcome to your Jumpstart Training for the Aligned Female Entrepreneur. This is Chrissy Leonard and I am so excited to welcome you here and to begin this journey with you as you launch and grow your soul-centered business. You are going to learn so much over these next 12 weeks. It might even astound you who you become over the course of doing this work, because I'm going to stretch you and I'm going to inspire you and I'm going to give you lots of information and training, but also help you take action so that you're able to move out of your comfort zone and into your zone of genius. This is where the magic happens. And this is what being an aligned female entrepreneur is all about. It's about doing work that's aligned with your soul purpose, but also your greatest potential. Because I'm a firm believer that the calling of your heart, that thing that calls to you, that thing that you love, the things that you're naturally good at, are also the things that are going to help you create the most value and impact, and the things that are going to make you most successful in your business. So that calling of your heart, that thing that you desire or that dream or that vision you have, is not selfish or vain or maybe for the chosen few, but not for you. The truth is, it was placed there by God, by spirit, by the universe, by the divine. So I want you to know that if you didn't already have within you everything necessary to bring your vision to life, you simply wouldn't have the vision. You wouldn't have the dream in the first place. So know that you're here for a reason. Trust that you're answering the call. And thank the goddess for having the courage to see it through. You are one of the few. You are one of the people who are going out there and doing the thing you feel like you're meant to do. This takes tremendous courage and commitment, and I really want to honor and acknowledge you for that. Being an aligned female entrepreneur means that you're committed to doing work that makes you come alive and work that you can't wait to get out of bed to do each day. You're going to learn how to trust your intuition and be guided by that deeper knowing so that you don't let fear or self-doubt or excuses hold you back. You're going to learn how to take a stand for yourself and all women so that you're able to work less hours for higher pay so that you can take care of your children or be more present with your family or the people that you love, and help us move out of this masculine approach to business and strong-arm sales tactics and this crazy capitalism that we're in right now, and instead create a profitable business built from authentic connections, aligned messaging and marketing, and a deep desire to serve. Being an aligned female entrepreneur also means you walk your talk, that you're willing to step up and into that vision that you've had of who you are or who you want to be in your work, in your community, and in the world. It begins now. You've made a bold step forward and you've done the thing. You've made your commitment. You've made your investment. And now I just ask of you that you do whatever it takes to see it through. That grit, that resilience, that ability to say, I'm going to do this thing. I'm compelled to make this happen. And I'm going to stop at nothing to make sure that I bring it to life. That is exactly the juice. That's the magic. That's the thing, the one big thing that's going to help you not only get the most out of your investment in this program, but it's going to be what allows you to keep going and to do the thing that you set out to do. We call this aligned action. This is what it means to be in integrity, to do the thing that you say that you're going to do. And this is a core fundamental of being an aligned female entrepreneur. If you do not take action, you do not get results. It's that simple. But the good news is, if you take action, you're going to get results. How amazing is that? And you don't have to worry, because I'm actually going to break it all down for you step by step and make it super straightforward and easy for you to follow through. I'm here to support you. Okay. And so in order to do that, I wanted to give you this bonus prep session to really help you clear out anything that might be getting in the way of you having a really magical experience during your program and long after it ends. In this training, I'm going to share with you one of my favorite exercises, and I think you're really going to love it. It's pretty fun, and it's going to help you get way more out of your investment in the program if you start now and begin to follow through. Because it's going to help you get on track emotionally, energetically, and even physically for taking these next big steps in your life, in your business, and also taking incredible care of yourself along the way. So these exercises are quick and they're simple, but they produce really profound results. So I want you to make a commitment right now that after this training, you'll block out at least 15 minutes to take action on at least a few of the steps that we outline in just a minute. Cool? All right. So here's the deal. The secret behind creating change in your life, whether it's going to the next level in your business or creating a new and really fulfilling lifestyle or even eating healthier or making a change that you've been wanting to make for a while now, is that you need to clear out the old before you can bring in the new. It's kind of like when you move into a house, or maybe you move in with your partner and they have all their furniture. And if you were to just bring all your furniture in and lay it on top of what's in there, it's like becomes a big jumbled mess. Instead, you need to clear out the space and then systematically put in the pieces that make the most sense for your new future, right? For your new vision, for this new space that you're creating for your life. So this is really an opportunity to start fresh and create the foundation that you want to build your life on. So I'm going to go over four crucial areas of your life to determine, is there any clutter in this area that needs clearing out before you can move forward? And chances are, if you haven't had success in the past or you've had trouble following through, chances are you probably missed the step. So really pay attention here and begin to follow through. We're going to go through each area so that you can create the conditions for success before you even begin your program. Studies show that excess physical clutter actually clutters the mind, and your external world is really a reflection of your internal world. So we can reverse engineer this by clearing the clutter in your external world so that it will begin to create that shift internally as well. And who doesn't want more clarity and peace of mind and ease and focus, right? So this is super important that we begin here. You're going to learn new things during our time together, and you're going to have new insights and new perspectives, and new people will come into your life and new opportunities. And you're going to learn a new and more authentic and empowered way of being in the world. You'll be setting new goals and doing new things that maybe you never thought were possible before, financially or otherwise. And I really want to help you to open up to those possibilities and really create space for them to grow and blossom and flourish in your life and in your business. When you don't focus on clearing the clutter before a transformative experience, which your program definitely will be, then you may only get short-term results that don't last. And I know that that's not what you want. Chances are you signed up for this program because you're willing to do whatever it takes to create the business and the life that you truly want. And trust me, I have been where you are many, many times, where I put a training on my calendar and I know I've made an investment and I'm like a little bit nervous, like, can I do it? Or is this going to produce the results I want? Is it going to be worth it? Should I have spent the money? Is this something I could have figured out on my own? Maybe I just shouldn't show up for the call. And that internal dialogue goes on and on and on and on. And for me, these anxieties and these fears, they come up every single time. Every time. I just hired a new coach just a few weeks ago, and that same fear came in. And I'll tell you what, I keep doing it. I keep seeking out support, and I keep showing up. I'm willing to invest my time and my energy and my resources because I know that I have a dream that is worth fighting for. Believe me, if you asked me even just a few years ago, when I was in the depths of compulsive eating and binges and hating my body, and I was at a job that was just sucking my soul and in a relationship that was dragging me down, and you said, hey, in a few years, you're going to be living in Hawaii, working from your laptop, helping empower women all over the world, and you're going to be in love with your dream man and have a body you feel incredible in, and food will just no longer be an issue. I would have been like, yeah, maybe that's possible for some people, but that's not me. And I know that there is a dream deep inside of you that is worth fighting for too. I know you've dreamed of doing work that energizes you instead of drains you, and work that you feel proud of and that you know for certain is making a difference. And where life isn't this mad rush all the time, and where you can relax and finally feel at ease, knowing you have had the income and impact you've always wanted. You know, I remember a few years ago, I was working on an organic farm in Hawaii, and I would spend hours in the garden weeding and, you know, just like down in the dirt. And for anybody who's ever suffered with depression or anxiety or just lots of negative judgmental thoughts in your head, weeding with just yourself and your brain for hours on end is like almost torture. But I had this vision as I was doing this work that was unrelenting. I kept picturing myself, even in the midst of my depression and confusion and not knowing what I was doing with my life, I pictured this version of me in the future. And I don't know when she was going to happen, but I just imagined from that depth of despair, I pictured this beautiful woman with white flowing clothes and amazing long hair. And she was lighter physically than I was. And she was just full of love. And I would hold on to this vision every day. And I knew someday I would be there. And I even did this little kind of funny thing where I would ask her for guidance. And I would just act like the way I thought she might act. Because I knew in my heart I was meant for more. And even though I didn't see it in my life now, I knew it was possible. So I used that vision to keep pulling me forward. And it got me out of that depression. And it helped heal my anxiety. And before I knew it, I was on my way to becoming that person I'd always imagined. I always believed somewhere deep down that I could do it. And when it came to leaving my job and building my business, I did the same thing. I imagined a me that just did the kind of things that I wanted to do. And I started dressing like her, and I cleared out my closet, and I only wore things that I thought she would wear. And I took out all my old hippie skirts, and I brought in some like really cool funky stuff and nice jewelry. And by the way, my future business me, she loves blonde highlights and she loves wearing MAC Rebel lipstick. Like, that's how I pictured her. And that's just who I became. And there were definitely parts of me that doubted myself, especially the times when I was really putting myself out there. And I remember early on, I pitched a local TV station, which I'd never done before. I don't know why I thought this is a good idea. But I asked them, I said, would you let me do a cooking segment? And I thought it was kind of just like funny, like, ooh, this will stretch me and put myself out there. They said yes. And I immediately said, holy expletive. I said, oh my God, why did I do that? Why did I ask them? And I spent the whole night before balled up on my kitchen floor, sobbing and just totally freaking out. But I knew deep down that I wanted to help women not struggle with food the way that I did. I knew if I could share some of what I had learned, that I could maybe help one other woman break free. So I got up and I got my little kitchen things together and I showed up, and the day of, I was shaking and nervous, but I just pretended I was confident. And all of a sudden I was. And when I gave my first workshop, teaching about cleansing, I was actually still 30 pounds overweight. I had adult onset braces. I got braces in my late 20s, and I just felt like a total fraud. I was like, who am I to be teaching this? Everyone's going to judge me. What are they going to think of me? And 21 people showed up to that first class. And so I showed up for them. And I committed myself to taking imperfect action. And even though I was shaking and my papers were bouncing up and down as I spoke, and I was sweating and my voice was shaky, I shared my knowledge, I shared my gifts, I shared what helped me in hopes that it would help someone else. And I just kept taking action and I kept showing up and I kept lacing up my shoes and I kept buying and eating the kale and I kept asking people to do a session with me and I kept moving toward my vision. And every day it revealed itself more and more and more until one day my hope became my truth. Even though at the beginning I felt it was my deeper truth, it kind of felt like a lie. So I want to share this with you because there's going to be times where you feel like a fraud or you feel like, can I do this? Or like, really me? Like, how am I going to be able to figure this out? And I want you to decide right now that you're just going to figure it out. That you're just going to be that person that just does the things and figures it out. It's not always easy to get up early or learn the techie stuff or put yourself out there, follow through, or to stop listening to that voice that keeps saying to quit because you're never going to figure it out. But here's the deal. Even though it's not easy, nothing worth fighting for ever is. That's why most people are stuck. That's why most people hate their bodies. That's why most people hate their jobs. You're always going to encounter resistance. And I want you to know that that's natural. But I'm here for a reason. You're here for a reason. There's something bigger calling you forward. And my promise to you is that in these next 12 weeks, I will show up for you 110%. And all I ask is that you just do the same for yourself. And you just start to act as if. All right. So you are doing great. All right. So right now, we're going to start to move into clearing the clutter. And before we do, I just want to share with you one of my favorite quotes. And that's this: until one is committed, there is always hesitancy, the chance to draw back. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, that ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans. That the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no man could have ever dreamed would have come his way. Whatever you can do or dream, you can do. Begin it. Woo! God, I love that quote. All right, so you're committed, you're in, and now we're going to clear the clutter so that you can create the conditions for inevitable success. So I want you to take out a blank piece of paper, and at the top, I want you to write, clearing the clutter, okay? And under that, we're going to address clutter clearing area number one, your schedule. Okay. So I'm going to talk a little bit about each area that we can clear the clutter and then give you some tips for how to clear the clutter in each area. And I want you to write those down. Okay. So you don't take notes on what I'm saying, but write down the pieces that you can start to take action on. Okay. So your schedule. When it comes to your schedule, is it in alignment with your priorities? Are you fully committing? And when it comes to prioritizing what you value in life, are you kind of wishy-washy so it becomes easy to let the demands of others or work pull your time and energy away from what you really want to be doing? So are you saying, oh yeah, I want to start a business. Oh yeah, kind of want to do that thing. But you're not actually committing. You're not actually putting it in your calendar and then sitting down and doing the thing. As an aligned female entrepreneur, we are all about being feminine and in the flow and being creative, but that does not mean that we don't have boundaries and set and schedule times. So this is a writer downer. I want you to write this one down. Freedom comes through structure. Freedom comes through structure. So the first step is to have a schedule, to have some structure, and make sure that it's aligned with your priorities. Because if you take action based on your priorities and you have them scheduled and they exist and you're focusing on them, then you're going to have what you want. So we create structure and then we play within it. Okay, so here are a few ways to clear clutter from your schedule so that you can literally create time. Literally create time to get everything done in this program and in your life and have a little bit of fun. Okay, so number one, write these down as I go through them. Number one is having a calendar or a scheduler. So if something isn't scheduled, it doesn't exist. As one of my coaches, Marie Forleo, says, if it ain't scheduled, it don't exist. Okay. So we cannot create successful businesses if we're keeping all of our to-dos in our head. It just won't work. We need to clear the clutter from your mind and get it onto paper so that you clearly know exactly what you're focusing on each day. And I highly recommend creating a calendar or a schedule or filling up your to-do list the night before. So that when you sit down in the morning to do your work or whenever you have a few hours to devote to your business, you're super clear on what you're going to focus on first, second, and third. So if you don't have a calendar, you can use a paper calendar. I personally love putting it in my iPhone because it's everywhere I go. So if you're the kind of person who is going to have like five different calendars in different places, I highly recommend doing something that's light enough to travel with you. Number two is to block schedule your time. So this is a super productivity hack. It's super important to have specific parts of your day devoted to specific things. We'll talk about one way to do that. But for instance, on my schedule, I have in the morning my morning routine, my meditation, and my movement practices. Then I check my email. And then I see clients, and I only see clients at certain times and certain days. So I'm like client, 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 and then I know clients are ended. I focus on admin work. I focus on my emails, and it goes like that. When you block schedule your time and you group like activities together, you're able to get things done a lot faster because you're more efficient. You're not jumping between one mindset to do this and another mindset to do that. Oh, I was working on that thing. Oh, but I'm going to go back to this thing. It's super important to have single pointed focus to know exactly what you need to work on, block out your times to do it, and then follow through one at a time. Okay? So have a calendar schedule, block schedule your time, and then three is to focus single-pointedly on one action at a time. The next is to keep work at work, okay? And so this can be difficult, I know, for those of us who have other jobs while we're starting our job, our business, okay? And so it's super important that you keep boundaries around your 9-to-5 job so that you can have the time and the flexibility to focus on your work. So this means having boundaries and keeping your appointment with yourself. And one super ninja trick that I always did is I block scheduled my business work, my personal business work, after my 9-to-5 job. And so if I was asked to work later, or I was asked to do this thing, I would say, oh, I would love to, but I have an appointment that night. Nobody knew that the appointment was with myself and my business, but I did. And that's what allowed me to keep my integrity with my word that I was going to start a business, even though I had a lot going on in my 9-to-5. It's also important to keep clutter out of your schedule in terms of your own business. So if you are a solopreneur or you have your own business, it's also important to keep work at work. So not working in your bed and not working all hours of the day and night, but to have structured time, which goes back to block scheduling. I think you get the point. The next one is to say no to things that aren't a hell yeah. So much of what steals our time is doing things that really don't get us toward our goals and doing things that we don't even really want to do. So I want you to get really comfortable with saying no, because the truth is, if you want to make space in your life to create your business, you have to say no to something. Something else is going to have to go. But how amazing is this? You no longer have to go to parties you don't want to go to. You no longer have to hang out with that person who said, hey, let's hang out, that you don't actually really want to hang out with. You get to say no to your boss because you have an appointment with yourself. You get to say no to social media scrolling because, you know, you're making your own social media posts. You have to say no in order to say yes. So think about what you're willing to say no to so that you can say yes to your business and yes to your vision and yes to your dream. The next way to clear clutter from your schedule is to incorporate your meditation and movement practice into the beginning of your day. If you can't get it into the beginning, okay, you know, I know we're all working with full schedules, but if you can get meditation even for a minute or 2 minutes in the morning, and movement and exercise into the morning, you are going to be so much better off, because it's actually proven that people that are most productive exercise in the morning. Okay, so you're going to have higher productivity, higher creativity, more strength, more resilience, a better immune system, and you might get in some pretty nice shape as you're building your business. Hey, what the hell? All right, next is to take breaks. So it's super important to clear out any clutter from your schedule that takes up the space during your break time. So this means actually taking time to eat your lunch or go for a walk and not let your lack of boundaries start to overfill or fill out into those spaces that are meant for you to take a break. Breaks are also shown to increase productivity and creativity and resilience. So any schedule that you have right now that doesn't have a little bit of a break in it or some unstructured time, you want to address that. Which brings us to our next one, which is unstructured time. This one's going to sound a little silly, but it's important to actually put unstructured time on your calendar. I know how tempting it can be when we're starting our own business to see a weekend as just this giant gap of open space that we can fill with all of our work to-dos. And yes, as you're getting things off the ground, of course you're going to be busier at different points, and you might even have to sacrifice some weekend activities to focus on getting your side hustle off the ground. But it's so important to also have days where you're not doing any work. People told me this at the beginning. I didn't believe it. I always thought that working more was better. But the truth is, when you do that, you lose perspective. And you lose your connection to your intuition and fun and creativity. And you're going to create something that feels like how you feel, which might be rigid or restricted or a little controlled. And what we want you to create is work you love. So that means you have to have some unstructured time to be creative, to have fun, to go to a museum or window shop or play or swim in the ocean. This is critical to building a business that people are going to love to interact with. Okay? All right. The next one is a little advanced, but this was a game changer for me, so I really feel compelled to share this with you. And that is, if you have a calendar on your phone, to link this with your online calendar or your calendar on your computer that has your work stuff on it, okay? So I love this. And if you don't have an online calendar or you don't see clients in that way, don't worry about this. This one won't be for you. But if you do see clients, syncing your client calendar with your iPhone so people can book in and you can see when people book, and therefore you're not booking something at the time other people are booking in. It's just a game changer. All right. So I want you to circle two things that you can do right now and add it to your to-do list or add it to your calendar. Okay. So circle two things that feel really easy and that you could start bringing in this week. All right. The second area of clutter clearing is your mindset. All right. So having the right mindset is just as important, if not more important, as having the right training and steps as an entrepreneur. truly. This is a writer downer, okay? We act in accordance to who we believe ourselves to be. We act in accordance with who we believe ourselves to be. So if you think you're someone who can, you can. And if you think you can't, you can't. Okay? So this is good news because you're the one in charge. Okay? So as an entrepreneur, you need to start to cultivate the mindset of an aligned entrepreneur. Okay? Because you're always, 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 always going to face resistance. There will always be self-doubt and these weird self-sabotage-y behaviors and all sorts of crazy thoughts on your journey. There will be struggle, right? That's kind of the deal here. This isn't the easy path, but it's the fulfilling one. So your job is just to know that you are always, always, always the one in charge. So even though the ego and fear and all this, you know, shady shit is going to show up and try to hold you back, your job is to know that all you need to do is simply notice the thoughts that make you feel like crap and say, I see you. And I'm deciding to believe something more empowering instead. And you're going to notice your lack of follow through. And instead of being like, haha, I just never follow through. I start a million programs and trainings and it's just my thing. It's not your thing. It's not cool to not follow through for yourself. It's not cool to not be who you're capable of being. So instead of feeding those thoughts and saying, this is who I am, start right now and say, this is not who I am anymore. And a great mantra for that is saying this: I used to think like that, but I don't anymore. Okay? So if you hear those limiting beliefs, those limiting thoughts, those thoughts that feel like old you or a story that you've been telling yourself of who you are, oh, I'm shy. Oh, I'm not really someone who puts themselves out there. I hate marketing. If you hear any of that bullshit come up, you have to say, mm-mm, I used to think like that, but I don't think like that anymore. And then substitute it with a new belief. I do this all day long, every single day. Okay? And so you can do it too. It takes a little practice at first, just to notice the thoughts, right? And then to like kind of do this little tweak, but it will change your life. You'll get your life back. Okay? So where I used to tell myself, I'm awful with food and I overwork and I don't have good boundaries, I literally had to say, no, that's not who I am anymore. And if I notice myself doing those things, I stop and I say, it's okay to take rest. It's okay to listen to myself. Right? So it changes who I take myself to be, and therefore my actions become different. I used to be a crazy woman in my business. I'll tell you right off the bat. I used to work all hours of the day and night, and I was a bitch to everybody around me. I was so intent on making it work that I lost like all sense of joy, to be completely honest, okay? Because when I looked at it closer, I realized what I was telling myself was, I need to make this work at all costs, and the harder I work, the more successful I'll be. Can you see that? So once I heard that thought, I was able to change it, and I changed my mindset to, when I take incredible care of myself, and I'm having fun, and I'm feeling good, and I have energy, then I'm the most successful that I can be. That is how I assure success, by taking good care of myself, by being smart, and by doing what needs to be done. Okay, so here are a few examples I want you to write down for clearing the clutter from your mind. So number one is flipping the script. Okay, so if you hear yourself say, this won't work for me, I want you to flip it to, how can I make this work for me? Or, this isn't working. Okay, so before you go in the Facebook group and say, this isn't working, I don't know if this is ever going to work for me. I did this thing and it didn't work. You got to flip that script. That's not positive. It's not going to help anybody. Instead, you have to say, okay, What do I need to take action on? Okay, what did I learn? Okay, this thing didn't work. What's the next step? And then come to the Facebook group and say, hey, I tried this thing. It didn't work the first time. Here's what I think went wrong, or here's what I learned, and here's what I'm going to do next. Please hold me accountable to that next week. See how empowering that is? See how powerful that is for you, okay? And if you ever ask yourself, who am I to do this, right? We want to flip the script to, who am I not to? These are my God-given gifts. If I didn't have this desire, I wouldn't be made for it. Or no, if I wasn't made for it, I wouldn't have this desire, okay? Marianne Williamson says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. And we ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant and gorgeous and talented and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. And she goes on to say that as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So one of the major ways you can clear clutter from your mind is to no longer tell yourself the story of who am I to do this, but to say, who am I not to? Okay, so we have flipping the script. We have who am I not to, which is kind of flipping the script, but I feel like it's so powerful. It deserves its own category. And then the last is creating mental white space. So creating mental white space means writing down all the thoughts and things you've been thinking about, okay? So why don't you just take a minute to pause this training, or maybe 1 to 3 minutes, and set a little timer for yourself. And why don't you just write down all the stuff, all the things you've been thinking, right, that you have to do for your business, that you're worried about, oh my God, this, that, things I'm thinking about, finances, debt, da-da-da-da. I want you to let it all out, okay? And so just take 1 to 3 minutes to pause this training and just let it all out. Big brain dump. Okay? Good. So chances are you might start scribbling like crazy and then it kind of starts to peter out and you realize, okay, there it is. So if you ever feel overwhelmed during the course of this program or in life, you can always do a brain dump. You can always create mental white space. Chances are there's a lot of stuff in there you actually don't even need to be thinking about that's not in your control or that isn't ready to take action on yet. But you'll notice there are a few in there that do need your attention. And so you just want to put those onto your calendar, right? Put them into your schedule. Schedule those things. All of a sudden, you have a step-by-step plan. You no longer have mental clutter. It's magic. Okay. So there you have it. That's how to clear clutter from your mind. The next area that we're going to clear clutter from is your environment. Okay. So first we want to look at your office space. And some of you might be thinking, huh? What office space? So that's number one. Number one is to have a workspace. Okay. And when I first started, this was in my basement and, it was like musty down there and the walls were this ugly rust color and, you know, I did my work down there, but I got to tell you, the day I just took 20 minutes to paint those walls white and put up a couple pictures, I was like a new woman. I was like, ooh, look at my backdrop. I'm doing videos now. And I felt more confident. I put myself out there more because our environment really helps to either take down our energy or to raise it up. And so you really want to have a workspace that's dedicated to your work that you can go to that inspires you. Okay. If you do have a workspace, the second way to clear clutter is just to tidy up. Okay. So just put things in their place, make it look kind of nice, get ready to start your program with a fresh start. My desk is really simple. It's my laptop, some pens, my cell phone, and a spiral bound notebook. And that's where I keep all my to-dos. All right. Super simple. I bring it around with me everywhere because I travel a lot. You don't need much to be super organized and run a six-figure business. It's pretty amazing. Okay. And then the last is to make it feel amazing. Okay. So the other thing that I like to do is light a candle when I'm working, bringing in fresh flowers, images, quotes, pictures of the people you love that inspire you, that motivate you to your greatness. Okay. And the next is in your kitchen. Kitchen can kind of go hand in hand with entrepreneurship, right? Especially if we're working from home. All right. So number one is you want to keep it clean. You want to have a beautiful place that when you go into it, you want to create really clean, beautiful meals for yourself. It feels crazy and chaotic in there. You're going to want to get takeout or just eat something quick and grab something usually processed or shelf stable that's in the cabinet. And you're not going to take the time to really care for yourself in the way that you need to when you're building a business. So in your kitchen, just keep it clean, keep it nice and tidy. All right. Number two is to automate your fridge. All right. So we're all about automation, right? Make life simple. You can do this with your fridge. So it automates healthy choices. So I always have in my fridge eggs or protein. I'm pretty much vegetarian, mostly vegetarian, but you could keep turkey slices in there that you can put into a little roll up with some mustard, super quick snack. You can put some lettuce in there and tomatoes and avocado and roll it up in a turkey slice. This is like the entrepreneur like snack of champions, having eggs and something really simple, like in terms of a protein to eat. Salad fixings. Salads are not just for, you know, Weight Watchers. Salads are super high vibe and super easy to make. So you can just toss a handful of greens, some salad fixings in there, throw in a little dressing, and you're good to go. You want to have some veggies, right? Because you want to keep your vibes high as you're building your business. You need energy to see it through. Hummus, great. Salsa, great. Guac, great for little quick snacks. A little bit of dark chocolate in there, and then stuff to make smoothies. That's what I typically recommend. Having some protein powder, some frozen veggies, and some nut milk so that you can throw it in a blender and make a meal in under 10 minutes. All right, so take out any artificial chemicalized crap or just throw it away or donate it and really make your fridge super clean with some great go-to snacks in there. Number three in the kitchen is to chuck sugar. What? I'm trying to build a business. What's she talking about sugar for? Here's the deal. Refined sugar is just not our friend. It's going to tax your adrenals. It's going to tax your nervous system. It's super addictive. It steals your energy. It makes you fat. And it takes away your freedom because of that addictive quality. So you can have maple syrup and dates and honey and dark chocolate, you know, and like a little bit of sugar and some things, not a big deal. But if you are somebody who goes straight for cookies or sugary cracker type things, ice cream, candy bars, you need to get that out of your life, but especially out of your kitchen. If you have it out, you know, having a dessert with a friend, whatever, but get it out of the house, because when you start your own business, you're going to get stressed. And when we get stressed, we actually have a chemical reaction. I'm not going to get too far into it, but we're releasing hormones called cortisol. And the cortisol hormone is a stress hormone that makes you crave refined items and carbohydrates and sugar. So what we don't want you to do is get stressed, eat sugar, and then feel like crap. That's not the success formula for starting a successful business. Instead, we want you to go out for a little walk or jump around or do something to reduce your stress that isn't sugar. So as long as sugar's not there, you don't use it as a crutch, you're looking good. All right. The next one is to make tea with your... No. The next is to make tea your new best friend. Okay. So this is a great way to curb those cravings, or if you're feeling stressful or need a break, instead of going in the fridge, you want to make a cup of tea. Okay. This will keep you hydrated and energized. And I don't mean like super caffeinated tea, but herbal teas. You can put a little nut milk in there, a little honey, delicious. and super restorative and helpful as you're starting your business. Okay? Good. So moving on to bedroom and your closet. Okay, so we're going to clear the clutter in your bedroom and your closet. Before we do, guys, you're doing amazing. So why don't you just take a deep breath in and out. You're doing so good, and we're in the home stretch. All right. So here's the deal with our bedroom and our closet. So often we keep things of like all different sizes in the same place and different seasons in the same place. And for some of us, we're like harvesting our clothing. We're like picking it off the floor out of the laundry bin or digging it out of the back of the closet. And that is not the aligned female entrepreneur way. Okay. So here are five ways to clear clutter from your closet. Go ahead and write each of these down. Number one is to think seasonal, okay? So take out any clutter from your closet, like old stuff or things that are, winter jackets if it's summertime or summer clothes if it's wintertime. Just get it out of the way so you have less stuff to deal with and you have more open space. The next is to take out anything that doesn't fit you well right now or doesn't make you feel like a badass boss lady. Okay, so you don't have to get rid of it, but just put it in another box or get it out of there because you don't need to be reminded of that old energy. You don't need to be surrounded by things that don't fit you right, and you certainly don't need to be surrounded by things that don't make you feel like an aligned female entrepreneur. You need to dress for success. You need to dress the part. All right, great. So next is to clear a shelf. So if you've already kind of done these other things, you can find a tremendous amount of satisfaction by just getting rid of extra clutter, okay? So clearing a shelf so that you have some extra space for the new things that are going to come into your life this year. Next is to get rid of crappy stuff that's also cluttering up your life. So old makeup, old shampoo, like travel shampoos that you never get to, just recycle them. Old jewelry you don't like, again, just donate it or throw it out. And start to make room for some new, fresh energy. And then the other thing is to make sure you have some good workout clothes, all right? So I want you to have at least one pair of sneakers that work for you, right? That are not like totally falling apart or not supporting you. A nice pair of leggings or yoga pants, a long tank top, a zip up or long sleeve, and a good sports bra. Okay, so I don't want you wearing oversized t-shirts or sweatpants working out and doing your morning movement. You want to feel light, fit, and free, not awkward and frumpy and like you just threw things together, all right? So it's super easy to do this. You don't have to spend $1 million at Lululemon. Just go to TJ Maxx or Marshall's. Spend a little bit of money. Make sure that you have nice athletic wear that makes you feel like a badass so that not only are you crushing it in your business and your office, but you're also cultivating the energy and the productivity habits of an aligned female entrepreneur, which means moving your body every single day. All right, deep breath in. Great job. So now that you have all the steps written down, I want you to go through each one of these areas and circle the one that seems the easiest. And if you want, you can circle a couple, but I want you to circle just one or two that just seems the easiest that you can take action on in the next couple days. All right, last area is the circle of support in your life, okay? So I know as women, we think we can do it all. And, you know, if we're not doing it all, we feel weak and we're just really good givers, but we have a hard time receiving. But we can only get support, the support that we need to change, if we allow ourselves to soften and be vulnerable enough to receive it. So it's great to clear clutter in this area so we can get the support that we need. So again, just write down each of these and I'll have you go back and circle. So number one is to gather your tribe. So spend time daily with people who think big or take consistent action. This will inspire you so much, okay? And so if you ever get in a rut, it's important to surround yourself with people who are taking action and motivating you and who are like, oh yeah, totally, like you can do that. I'm doing that too. So joining our Facebook group, if you haven't already, is super important. You can also look for other people online or in your community that you can start to hang around with. And for some of us, we feel a little isolated. You know, maybe we're not in an area where there's a ton of entrepreneurs. I live in the jungle in Kauai, but I get so much from being in touch with entrepreneurs and other businesswomen all over the world. I was talking with a friend of mine from the Dominican Republic this week, and I have a call with my friend from Australia on Friday, and it's just really important to surround yourself with people who get it and who are doing what you want to be doing. So you're really smart because you're here, you're doing Aligned Female Entrepreneur, you have us around you to support you, but I also want you to stretch yourself to think about who in your community or who in your life can you start to surround yourself with. Number two is to practice positivity, all right? So positivity is a natural trait for some people, but it's also a learned skill, okay? So if people around you or in your office or wherever you are speaking negative, always think, how can I reframe this to the positive, okay? So if a girlfriend is like, oh my God, I just ate a pint of ice cream. I'm so bad. Oh my God. Like, why did I do that? I'm just awful. You want to say, you know, what if that was the best thing you could have done for yourself? You're just shifting her out of the negativity without being preachy or douchey about it. Okay. And is everyone going to be positive? No. But what this will do is put your thoughts to the positive. Okay. And that's super important. So if you notice, maybe you don't have super, super positive people in your life, but if you do, it's super important that you stay positive and don't get sucked into that negative energy. Number three is to seek out and make a new friend. So this can be somebody who has a healthy lifestyle or the business success that you admire. And it's not weird or manipulative or creepy type thing, okay? This is a genuine connection with someone you like or admire and respect the way they're going about things in the world, okay? Or who have the success that you want. Our mirror neurons actually take on the qualities of the people that we spend the most time with. So there's some scientific proof behind this, that we are actually the combination of the five people we spend the most time with. So having business building friends and people who have the success that you want and they're vibing at the vibe you want to vibe at, or they're working out and have the healthy lifestyle that you want, is key to start making these positive changes. If you are the most interesting person in the room, you're in the wrong room. All right. Number four is to, this is my favorite, think of somebody who drives you nuts, okay? So my guess is if you're like me, you're like, okay, yep, I know who that person is. I know that person who just drives me crazy. And maybe you might think if so-and-so would just do X, I wouldn't have to think about them as much. And I want you to ask yourself how much energy you're putting into trying to change somebody who isn't ready to change. And this might be a client of yours. It might be somebody that you work with. It might be a partner of yours. And that's okay. All right. So instead of saying, you know, if they would just take care of themselves or they would just do this thing, then it would be okay. And I want you to shift your thinking to, what is it that I need right now? Where is it that I'm feeling an unmet need? Maybe I'm feeling inadequate because my client didn't get their homework done. Or maybe I'm feeling resentful because I'm working so hard and my partner doesn't seem to get it or care. So if you start to look at what you need, you can stop obsessing over them and start to face what it is in yourself that needs your attention. Okay? So it's so important to understand that we're not responsible for other people's happiness and success in life, right? But we are responsible for our own. And oftentimes, as we're doing something brave, which you are doing by building your business and launching your project, fear and resistance and the ego will show up as resistance. And one of the favorite ways that likes to show up to distract us from living our truth and changing the world for the better is it likes to make drama. Okay? So if you feel like you have drama or so-and-so or my relationship or da-da-da, I really want you to start to think, okay, what do I need? How can I get it? And how can I move on so this isn't draining my energy? Okay, so now you have four ways to clear the clutter in the area of support. All right, so I want you to go through these and circle the one that feels the hardest. Haha, curveball. I want you to pick the one that feels hard, like a challenge. Okay. So why? The question, you know, why would I have you do that? Is sometimes it's easy to do one thing, right? It's good to press the easy button. We want to do the easy thing most of the time. But other times it's going to be pushing yourself to do the thing that's a little out of your comfort zone that's going to get you the result that you want right now in this exercise, in the line female entrepreneur, and also in life. All right, so you have your action steps. You're going to take bold action each of the four areas: your schedule, your mindset, your environment, and your circle of support. And my challenge for you is to do this before your program even begins. And I promise you that this external shift will not only have you feeling better right away, but you'll also start to create the fertile ground and sowing the seeds of transformation that will be taking place for you throughout this journey. I am so looking forward to working together more, and I wish you the best of luck. Great job. Lots of love. I'll talk to you soon.